Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show today. In this eight-part series, Jill and I talk about what to do when sellers begin to start calling you back based on the offers you sent them in direct mail. It's a thing we talk about all the time. This is episode 3 of 8. It's called Seller Signed and Mailed Back My Offer. What do you do? Best case thing that can happen. Jill, great show today. Great episode.
Oh, yeah.
Before we start, let's take a question from a caller.
Sure. Okay. Scott from Denver asks, I am unable to understand the merits of this acquire as many properties as possible approach when compared with the approach of purchasing just one or two properties per year or even one property every couple years, but purchasing larger and nicer properties each time. Can you help me understand? This is so up your alley, Stephen. I love it.
Can you believe how smart some of these listeners are?
I know.
I mean, we have really smart people in this, even in our members. When we started all this, I didn't intend for this to, you know, it's good. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, this is right up my alley. This is actually my business philosophy. And Jill and I slightly differ on this. I'm a big fan of not negotiating. It actually parlays into the topic today. I'm a huge fan of really not negotiating the buy or the sell price. In fact, doing as little communication as possible, and the result of that, or the consequence, or you know, the result of that is you're probably slightly paying too much for the property and slightly selling it for too little, but you're doing it way more often. So it's the age old concept of, yeah, we're not making a ton of money on this deal, or maybe as much as we can, but we're making it up because we do so many more deals because of this philosophy. Mm-hmm. So. In the past, I've worked with people who just, they could never digest that concept. And in real estate specifically, because I'm not sure why, but in real estate, everybody seems to want to maximize price. You know, I mean, here's the question that I would ask this caller. Would you rather make $20,000 on a deal that you're flipping, a land deal that you're flipping over an 8-month period, or would you rather make $5,000 in a week and then move on to the next deal and make $5,000 and $5,000 and on and on and on? And that's the way, obviously Jill and I, you run our show. You and I run the show that way. Mm-hmm. So Scott from Denver, I'm sure that answered your question. If it didn't, let us know.
You know, I was going to say too, is like, it's, I think, scary holding out for that one home run deal. What if it doesn't come along?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's an interesting concept. I totally get what he's saying, but gosh, I mean, sometimes I think to add to what you said and agree, gosh, the work that goes into that,
yep.
You could have flipped so many other things along the process,
yep.
A lot less work, a lot less time, a lot less energy, and had the same result. Even worst case scenario, same result, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're doubling our money. Our business model, we're not selling, this isn't a 20% margin business, and maybe it should be, but, you know, we double our money. We buy properties. A typical deal for us is we buy a property for, I don't know, $1,000, maybe $2,000, Jill, and sell it for $4,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really quickly. And then the person that buys it from us, then they make the real money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to make sure that happens. Our wholesaling customers, sometimes we sell it to the end user. It depends on the property, but the majority are, they go to, the people who end up selling them to the end user, either on terms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just makes them, you know, it's a built-in client sell that way because they can keep coming back for more.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Good. So in an eight part series here, this is episode 3. And the series is all about the result of sending out tons of offers. And then what you do when the seller calls back or sends them back. And in this episode, we talk specifically about, you know, we send out offers. And a lot of times, people sign them and send them right back. There's no talking or anything. They just do it and they put their phone number in the signature block. We call them and close the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the episode.
Okay, yeah, bye. That would be funny. I love that.
Go ahead. Jill, fill us in because you're on the front lines of this every day.
Well, so here are my things. Okay, so you open up the mail. Oh, my goodness. One of your offers that you sent out based on your mailer, based on great data. Well, we've got into that before and more of that coming, but they accepted and sent it back to you. So great. My first thing is, are you still happy with the offer? You know, you did not do that much work yet. So you want to kind of double check and do your due diligence at this point and make sure you want to act on this. Do you agree with me, Stephen? That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with you, sort of.
Because there's a ton.
I generally, you know, if they sign it and send it back or when they do, and I haven't tracked the percentages of this, I should, because we've sent literally millions of letters out, offers out. I don't know what the response percentage is. I would, if I had to guess, and I'm making a pretty good educated guess here, about 25% of the deals that we do happen this way. They just sign it and they send it right back. So my immediate response is great. I'm not negotiating anything. I think you do take a little different on this, Jill. And well, we're a little bit different too, because some of the stuff, we've been doing this for a decade. So a lot of the things that we get back are from 5 or 8 years ago. And we do really have to seriously look at the price because it might be lower.
Well, I'm not even thinking about that, Stephen. I'm actually thinking, especially for people just starting out, you know, this is your first mailer. Why don't you pull up the property and make sure it's something you want to buy? You know what I mean? Make sure you did all your everything right too. And it's not the side of a cliff.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we ended up in your mailer.
I mean, that's actually was my next point. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a critical part of the step. You know, you only send mailers out or offers out to property that you're pretty confident you're going to purchase. But the way that we scrub the data and look at the data set and the stuff that we teach in our program, right down to the last detail, you can only gather so much information about the property that you're sending an offer on. And so Jill's right. And the first thing you got to do is get it into engineering and take a look at a Google map and see if it's something you actually want to buy.
That's it.
In some cases, I mean, you do that with anything every way. And more often than not, way more often than not, it fits all your criteria because you scrub the data. But sometimes, you know, and there's no way to tell from assessor data, it's on the side of a cliff where there's absolutely no access or you truly need a helicopter to get there and we'll pass on those deals. But we're spending time talking about stuff that happens a small percentage of the time.
Right. So, yeah, so that was my only thing I wanted to make, A. And then, B, you want to call them back and just kind of double check the details, make sure that, you know, it's the right person and
make sure they own
sign, right? They still own it. I mean, just any of those details, you know, you're just confirming it all. And then, you know, basically you're going to complete the deal. And what does that mean? Well, you're going to create a new deed. You're going to arrange a notary in the area and you're going to send all the documents with a cashier's check and a return paid, you know, envelope to get it back to you and get it recorded.
Right.
So it's really easy and simple and awesome.
If you, listener, are scrambling around trying to write all these notes, you know, please just go to Success Plant and ask these questions. And we have many, many, many existing members pipe into Success Plant every day. And are you laughing at me about piping
totally. In? Totally. At least you didn't say ready to get a pencil. I was like, who uses a pencil? No, I'm joking. No, but I was going to say, create new deed. C-R-E-A-T-E. Like...
Everybody in my life who cares about me thinks that I act older than I am. Do
sometimes
I say old man
do.
Stuff and do old man stuff?
You know, shucks, I don't, I, Stephen, I think you're wonderful.
Are
I
my
know
eyebrows too, are they bushy?
No, they're not bushy. You know,
is there hair coming out of my ears?
No, not yet. Thank goodness.
Are my toenails too long?
I'll let you know.
Do I wear black socks and stuff?
Oh, I have seen that. I have to say, I it's refreshing. You know, maybe it's the Midwest. That's it.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe wait,
half our callers are from the Midwest. Everybody's shaking their head right now in California.
Well, I don't know. I mean, never mind.
You don't, listeners, you don't need to write anything down. Just go to successplan.com and ask everybody there.
Thank you. I just thought that was really nice. I was going to say, I'll slow it down and spell everything if you're writing it down.
That it's was not my that long comment. Of a list. You know, we're stretching this episode out. The guy signed your offer. Check to see if this really, really want to buy it and close the deal. Mm-hmm. That's the whole show right there.
Yeah, it really is it.
Look Isn't for flaws, great? You know.
Don't look too hard. Don't create flaws. People do that sometimes.
I have this theory that people on the internet, a lot of people on the internet, I have this theory because I'm one of these people, would really rather avoid talking to people altogether. You know, so I think there's a certain percentage of sellers that are like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm sending this. I would way rather do this than list it with real estate agent and talk to a real estate agent twice a week for the next 6 months. No. So I honor that. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the truth. A lot of years ago, long before you joined the company, Jill, we would, I wouldn't even call a seller at all. This mm-hmm. is that was the norm. They would sign it, send it back, and I would contact the person who's going to close the deal, either the escrow agent or the notary that we send to their house, and just say, hey, please contact the seller and make the arrangements to close it. There would be no contact, and they would do it, and the deed would come back in the mail.
That's
hilarious. I think that makes you like cringe.
No, I just, you know, it's just I just do things differently, I guess.
And I'm here to say your way is better. And that's the way we teach your way in our programs. I really think customer contact now more than ever, after just what I said, is just more important than ever.
You know what else? You might miss some stuff. What if this guy had six more like it that were fantastic and you never talked about it?
All good points. That's why we teach it your way.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to say something about that too, though, and I don't. I mean, but that's
write it down with
I
your
should
pencil.
Write it down with a pencil. Will you please back up and spell it for me really slowly? Oh my gosh. I actually have a yellow legal pad right next to me, which is the funniest mm-hmm. thing ever.
How old are you?
I know. Why do we go for yellow legal pads? What is it about the stupid yellow ones that we kind of, it's like old school. You need a yellow one. What's
if I had my way, we would have no office supplies at all.
And why do I even? I almost threw myself under the bus. You know, I was going to share. All right, I'll share this real quick because it's really kind of silly now. But I am silly. I still like 3x5 cards.
I know. See, I don't tease you about that. There's cards everywhere.
You could totally get me back. All right, pencil, 3x5 cards. We're done. They cancel each other out.
Anyway, back to the topic here. One of the 8 general responses that we find from our sending out all these offers is that they sign it and send it back. It's the best one. And I hope we answered how that usually goes. Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in property investment and in life. You're cracking me up. You buy cases of yellow pads and index cards and stuff.
Were you holding back on that, or do you just no. just come to you? You just remember. I just no, reminded I just, you.
I'm
like,
a frequent target of a lot of stuff like this by you and other people in my life, in my personal life, and at least I get some respect at work, you know. But
what?
It's just I think it's now become, and I'm not sure. I don't. It doesn't upset me or anything. Usually, you know, when you tease somebody and they get really upset, you just want to tease them more. But you know, I don't get upset about it. I laugh along with everybody, but it just doesn't stop.
I'm sorry. It's just meant to have fun.
To answer your question, and actually, I don't care. I think it's kind of funny. To answer your question, Jill, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with you. I'm just having fun.
Oh, I mean that. I don't.
So, yeah.
I think you're a beautiful person inside and out. And I'm having the time of my life. I hope you are too.
I am. Well, you know what's refreshing to me is I like your different perspective. I may tease you, and I apologize, but I like your perspective because it is very different, and it's sometimes, and it's really good. So
awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think the raw percentages, Jill, of when we get signed offers back? Bang! Let's go. Here's a price. Fresh new mailer, not like a
fresh one. Gosh, a fresh one.
I think I might have been a little high in the reg.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe between 10 and 25?
Yeah, between 10 and 25 is good. I think I said 25. Did I say 25? Uh-huh. I don't remember.
Gosh.
So you can tease me about that. That is an old person thing.
No.
I don't remember what I said 4 minutes ago.
No. Do you know what's interesting, though, is it's hard to judge those because, you know, how many offers have we got trickled in even years later? I've had... offers trickle in from a long time ago. Like, wow, were we even looking at this area at one time? My gosh, I forgot, you know, kind of thing.
Sometimes I think I drive points home just too often. And you can't drive that point home enough. This business of selling out offers, it just never goes away. You know, you reap the benefits of it years and years and years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great 41 to 45 cents spent, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, I mean, once you start this, you could stay in this forever if you want to, even if you don't actively send out mailers and just kind of, you know, just let these calls and letters trickle back over the years. You move on and you start writing books and you retire or whatever. You could still be doing this on the side. I might as well. Why not make some money this month? You know, these offers came in.
That's mm-hmm. a great point. This is like a all through retirement kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. With no work. I mean, just let them sit out there. And then if they come back and you want to buy it, do it.
You could outsource probably with the exception of the decision making, the processing of everything. You know, we have a product coming out like that where we process everything for you. You find the deal. You send your mailers out. You find the deal. Everybody agrees on a price. And then we take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's not going to be released anytime soon. It's called Real Estate. Right now around the office, we call it Real Estate Company in a Box. You just open the box and go. Did you know any of this?
I do know this.
Oh, okay. You've been looking at the same database I have.
I have.
Hey, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.